And then there were also a fair number of consumers that at one point in time had had a significant problem with drugs and alcohol and were just able to become abstinent. And what the, you know, what the research shows for us is that people with severe mental illness have a really hard time drinking or using socially. That stress vulnerability idea that the brain is different, the brain is compromised because of the mental illness, that people with a severe mental illness don't process the alcohol or the drugs the way a person without a mental illness would. And so in my experience working in the field, it's really hard for people to use socially. It's really hard for our consumers to be social users. And so I also worked with a fair number of people who at one point or their time did have a significant history of drug and alcohol and just became abstinent without any really formal treatment. One fellow that I was a case manager with for probably 5 years, a really nice guy, would tell me about his past and tell me about an incident with a former case manager when he was really drinking and having a lot of psychiatric symptoms, really psychotic. How he barricaded himself in his parents' bedroom with a gun, and the police were involved. And that incident, I think, scared him enough that he just quit and hadn't drank in probably the 5 or 6 years that I knew him. And that story was not terribly uncommon either. So it was kind of a wide range of things. But we really didn't see, I don't think we really saw a lot of people in the action stage. They either had to do it on their own, or more so, they were stuck in that yes-but kind of persuasion stage.